Hi, my name is Emma Taylor, and as you probably can tell from the accent, I'm talking to you from central London. We're going to discuss today the prayer of Yishtabach. Yishtabach is the conclusion of the Pesukei Tzimra section of davening. Rav Schwab explains that the order of the tefillah is symbolic of the architecture of the Beit HaMikdash, and as such, we are now figuratively moving from the Ulam, the entrance hall, to the Heichal, the inner sanctum of the temple. Yishtabach does not start with a bracha, but ends with one, which signifies the link between Baruch She'amah at the beginning of Pesukei Tzimra and Yishtabach. It is seen as one long prayer, with similar themes running throughout. One such concept is that God is our life source and continues to maintain and preserve our world. In Baruch She'amah, we state how God Oseh Bereshit, He brought the whole world into being and continues to do so, as shown by the use of the word in the present tense. This reminds us of the conclusion of Yishtabach, which states how Hashem Melech Elchei Ha'olamim, Hashem is our King who is the life giver of the world, again expanding on the concept that God is continually recreating and sustaining the universe. This understanding helps us to internalize that creation is not something that happened thousands of years ago in the book of Bereshit, but it is a constant evolving process with God in the center of it. By stating these words with sincerity and meaning, we are proclaiming that we see God's masterful hands in our world, in our everyday existence. We see Hashem when we stumble across a blooming flower or when we eat a juicy apple. We are cognizant that it is God who caused these events to unfold, as He once created and still is recreating the world. Recognizing and appreciating the awesomeness of Hashem in this way is also representative in the level of adoration that Yishtabach contains. In the first half of Yishtabach, there are 15 expressions of praise, Shir Ushvacha, Halel Vizimra, and so on and so on. There are also 15 words listed after the bracha, starting from El Melech, etc. The number 15 obviously has some significance here, and the rabbis explain that one of the names of God, Ka, Yud K, has the gematria, the numerical value of 15. This is actually the name we are told that God used to create the world with, again emphasizing the concept of God's centrality in creation. We also see 15 featured as the number of morning blessings we recite, as well as the number of steps in the temple, from the Ezrat Nashim, the women's section, to the Israelite section. 15 is therefore symbolic of a journey, and so too with our davening. Tefillah is meant to be a journey. We are meant to ascend in our appreciation and understanding of God's greatness with every utterance of praise we mention, which will ultimately lead us up the steps of the temple to the section designated only for the Jewish nation. The duality of recognizing God's supreme powers as King, juxtaposed to His fatherly qualities, are similar to the prayer we recite on the Yamim Noraim, Avinu Malkeinu, our Father and our King, is something that Yishtabach grapples with. We say that Hashem is Bashamayim Uva'aretz, in the heavens and on the earth. In the same breath, we are recognizing that God is omnipotent and heavenly, and also something in our lives in this world too. By stating these words each morning, we should recognize how immensely fortunate we are to be able to have a relationship with this God. Through our tefillah, we are given the opportunity to converse and in a sense bring down from heaven our God and crown Him King not only of the angels, but also of us, the mere mortals. Being able to see God in our everyday lives is one of the biggest challenges that we face. It takes continual work, and you could even call it training, to help us formulate in our minds that every small detail of our lives is dictated by God. One of my favorite stories that comes to mind when thinking about this topic is of my eldest son when he was 5 years old. We live in the middle of London, and it is notoriously difficult to get a parking spot near our home. One day on a particularly challenging drive home from school with the kids, I noticed that there was a parking space directly outside our building. I was so relieved. When I said to my son, "Look, Yishai, we got a space," he turned to me and said, "Yes, Mummy, let's thank Hashem for giving it to us." The innocence of a child's understanding of God's place in the world, Bashamayim Uva Aretz, can teach us so much. When we next say Yishtabach, let's think about each word of praise. And with each one, let's try and move up the ladder of spirituality. Let's try and move ahead in our journey of tefillah, so that when we are complete, we are ready to enter the world of the Shema.